Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal jury on Monday convicted a New York Police Department veteran, Thomas Webster, of assaulting an officer during January 6, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself. Guilty of 6 charges, the assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison.
Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control. People will think, at least, he's lost control of the court.
Constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight. A draft opinion by the Supreme Court poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide was leaked to Politico. Mr. Dershowitz believes a law clerk at the court leaked the document. The document was labeled first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Calling the January 6th Commission illegitimate and characterizing the probe as a political witch hunt, House Republican Representatives Mo Brooks of Alabama, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Ronnie Jackson of Texas on Monday rejected requests from the January 6th Committee to testify voluntarily. All three members slammed the mostly partisan panel itself. It should be noted Democrat Nancy Pelosi rejected the Republicans' choice for the panel in favor of her own personal picks. The population in California shrinks, yet holds on to the number one position in America.
California's population declined again last year. State officials say a slowdown in births and immigration, coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state, are the reasons. Despite a shrinking population, it's still the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. Texas is in a distant second with 29.5 residents. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Former Philadelphia police officer 26-year-old Edsel Mendoza, who fatally shot a 12-year-old boy in March, has been charged with murder. The complaint alleges after shooting at police and a foot chase, the 12-year-old had already thrown his gun away and was on the ground when the officer fired the fatal shot. An unprecedented information leak Monday night at the Supreme Court reminds us how far some will go to push their personal political agenda. A draft by the Supreme Court of the United States to change Roe v. Wade decision on abortions appears to not only be authentic, but a deliberate attempt to pressure the justices. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight.
But this was not just an inadvertent leak. I think this was an act of civil disobedience engaged in by a determined law clerk who thought it was so serious that a woman's right to abortion would be taken away that they were willing to risk their bar, their career, their heritage on this, because this is going to be investigated. The FBI is going to be called in. There's going to be an attempt to break the journalist privilege. There's going to be an attempt to call Politico and demand of them that they reveal the source. The case may go all the way to the Supreme Court on that issue as well. And so this is a monumental day. Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset. I can imagine people will think at least he's lost control of the court.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it wasn't going to be easy. And as we've been saying repeatedly, we must return to first principles. And you heard the news. This is a leak that is totally out of characteristic for SCOTUS. You know this. And the clerk that released this and leaked this information is doing what they can to undermine the decision and to create all kinds of issues about Roe v. Wade. This is exactly what they did. I mean, this is unbelievable, but hey, look it. These are the contentious times that we live in, so no big surprise here. You know, the celebration is still, and we're still hopeful, because it isn't final yet. It's still in the process of being, you know, fully approved by the justices. They still can change their mind. And, of course, this is what this clerk, I believe, it had to be somebody from the inside. We're just saying a clerk because that just seems to be the natural form and order of things. I mean, who else would have had this information to put this out? But to get women out in the streets, to get people who are in support of Roe v. Wade, and to, you know, cause some civil unrest potentially. And we'll see how this plays out, and we'll talk more about it, you know, throughout the day here. But right now we've got Bruce Thatcher with us. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, an immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and Adamant Aggressors. Hey, Bruce, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm just fine, and good to be here, Bill.
Well, you know, definitely looking forward to talking about, you know, about immigration. But, of course, with this leak of this decision on Roe v. Wade, look, you're a historian, and we've seen what has happened in our country since 1973, and there were things that led up in terms of the moral moral foundations of our country, and Roe v. Wade was one that just really took us over the top, and it's taken us all these years to address this issue. But what people need to understand, yes, there may be a loud group, and I believe it's a minority because of all the experience that women have had. Now men are realizing that they've participated in this awful, horrendous holocaust of innocence. And, you know, I can continue as the rest of people, the faithful that believe in life, that believe that life, you know, comes from God, and that it needs to be honored again, that that SCOTUS is unswayed, that it, in fact, puts, you know, the issue of abortion back to the states. The states can make their individual decisions, and we'll go from there. And, you know, and I think that this has been a long time coming. And just minor comments. So do you have anything to add on that, Bruce?
Well, I think history has generally shown is that Supreme Court justices are not swayed by outside pressures. They're political, and they make political decisions over the course of history. But this kind of pressure has seldom been effective. on the Supreme Court. And so I'm guessing that whatever it is, the judges were going to decide before the leak, they will decide after the leak.
Mm-hmm. Well, the leak, what is presented is that there was a decision to send Roe v. Wade back to the individual states. That's that is the draft, and that was what was leaked out by, assuming, a clerk with the Supreme Court. So if they discover, you know, who that clerk is, I would think that that's going to pretty much end their career, right?
I would think that would end their career, at least the career in the normal legal arena.
Right.
They may have a new career in the protest underground, but but they're surely not going to be working for the Supreme Court any longer if and when they find out.
Yeah, maybe they might be part of Biden's new disinformation governance board or something. You know, just saying as a sidebar. Anyway, I want to talk about immigration. This is why we have you on here, regarding the well-considered immigration policies. You say require painful decisions. Why so painful, Bruce?
Well, because whatever decisions are made will be against what some people want, and mm-hmm. and probably what a great significant minority of the people want, and it doesn't make any difference what immigration policy we have. We are so polarized on this issue, we're so unwilling to discuss it rationally that that making the decisions that need to be made are painful. I used a metaphor, and I only alluded to it in here, called lifeboat immigration or lifeboat ethics, and it refers to an old model that's set up that says, suppose you're in a lifeboat, you're in the North Atlantic, your ship sinks in icy water, you're in a lifeboat, the only lifeboat available with 50 other people or 49 other people, and 100 people are in the water. So what do you do? If you let it more than just a couple in, they'll swamp the boat and you'll all die. If you don't let them in, you are condemning the ones who are outside to death. And there's various nuances on that. Well, our immigration policy is our immigration situation is kind of in that sort of a metaphor. There are 500 million people in the world who want to go somewhere other than their own country, and 160 million of them, this is a Gallup poll in 2018, 160 million of them have said their first choice, if they could, would be to come to America. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about if we have no restrictions whatsoever, potentially 160 million people are going to flood in. Well, you know, what if it's only half that, 80 million? Mm-hmm. We cannot accommodate that many new people in a short period of time without severely degrading our own standards of living. And that applies across the board to all levels of American society, except probably the very wealthy. So we have to make painful decisions. It's hard to say somebody can't come in when you look at them and you look at their horrible circumstances and you say, we can't take you. That's painful. It's also painful to say, let's take a whole bunch in, because that means some people, primarily lower income people, are going to be put out of work because of the competition of these
right.
people. So they're painful decisions.
Yeah, I think at the basis is that we have to, as you've written about, Bruce, we got to start with what is just. What is legal? What is the right thing? How do we handle immigration? Now, the Democrats, and I got to put it on the Democrats, yes, there's some Republicans involved, but primarily the Democrats have been driving this issue. They have cast off all restraint when it comes to law and order. We've opened the border. We've got 162 countries coming through right now, coming through our border, and we're looking at millions of people in a short-term order coming into the United States, impacting and causing pain for the very reason that you laid out. And we're going to unfold that a little bit more. Stay with us. More from Bruce Thatcher after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The aftereffects of the COVID-19 pandemic are being felt around the world, and India is no different. Fortunately, the Tide Ministry is blessed to have deeply committed partners there who've been able to adjust outreach programs on the ground to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. Our adult literacy programs in several regions of India were in jeopardy from lockdowns that banned group gatherings. Thankfully, the village teachers have come up with a creative solution by visiting individuals in their homes to teach them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. Maintaining connections with people facing hardships is so important to remind them that they are not alone and that they're not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, no doubt we are dizzy. You know, this country is dizzy with all the injustice, the lawlessness that's taking place. And at the core of this painful decision that confronts us right now in terms of immigration, you know, Bruce, Americans, we don't want to be heartless, you know, but we need to be responsible and good stewards. I mean, we're told to be good stewards of the environment. Well, we need to be good stewards of this great American idea that was given to us, and we've been irresponsible with it. And we've go ahead.
I was just going to say we've been irresponsible with it on all sorts of fronts, mm-hmm. not just immigration.
Right. Well, and this is the thing. See, immigration, to your point, this is just another manifestation of the core issue. And that's why I said the core issue has to do with that which is just and fair and right. And, you know, when you cast that aside, oh, and let's say true, let's say truthful, okay, which I think is quite interesting because, and I tweeted about this last night, just a little bit of a sidebar thing here, is that with the Biden administration, I guess we're going to have the Ministry of Truth, which is unbelievable, and you've got a person leading this Ministry of Truth that's been anything but truthful herself. I don't care what Mayorkas says and how smart she may seem, but let me tell you, people that ignore truth, Bruce, I found they're not very smart. I don't care how many degrees they have. I don't care how high they graduated. I don't care if they're cum laude, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, because if you ignore the basic tenets of intelligence, I'm sorry, you're not very smart.
There's a difference between education and smart.
Mm-hmm.
A very big difference, and to get back to the immigration thing, what we're dealing with now is a situation where we have a not quite but virtually open border, and is supported mm-hmm. by our government at the moment.
Right,
and what any intelligent person would do. Pose the situation in advance is they would say, well, gee, if you make it so that anybody can come in, they're going to come in.
Right.
That's what happens. And some of them will be people who mm-hmm. will turn out to be just wonderful citizens at some point in the future. And some of them will turn out to be people you wouldn't want in your neighborhood. You wouldn't want in your town.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a mixture. It's a mixture.
Right.
But when you open the border, we have no more say about who's coming into our backyard. No more.
We're playing Russian roulette here because you don't know what's going, like you said, is going to happen. We already know empirically that in every state of the union, an innocent American citizen, less and young, I would say probably less than 45 years of age as a rule, has been murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant
mm-hmm.
in every state of the union.
That's right.
But yet the Biden administration and anybody that's supporting these policies. So it is a political issue. There is some bipartisanship. I get it. But clearly the Democrats who are in control right now with Mayorkas and the border czar, and this is all a joke because it is antithetical to our Constitution. It doesn't serve the American people. And just like Barack Obama, that everybody thought that he was the new Messiah, had put us in great compromise and great threat and compromised national security. His most important responsibility as president of the United States, he compromises on it. And this is what gives rise to Donald Trump.
Well, I want to bring up just one more point on this immigration thing. These people, immigrants, all of them, legal and illegal, tend to take lower-paying jobs on the average in this country.
They're trying to survive, Bruce.
Of course they are, and
you know,
and therefore, if they are displacing anybody from jobs, it's the poorer people in this country, not the wealthy. Not the elites, the intellectuals who say, oh, we ought to be able to do all this kind of thing. It's the people who are already struggling, really struggling to
right.
make it. They're mm-hmm. the ones who are displaced when immigrants flood in. That doesn't mean we shouldn't have immigrants, but let's stop kidding ourselves that it doesn't have any impact on job security in this country. It does, but mm-hmm. mostly for the lower echelons of the employment classes.
Right. And meanwhile, some of these, you know, as you say, at the lower level of employment, citizens, they're not necessarily getting the same stipends and entitlements that illegal immigrants are getting, are they?
No, yeah, they don't in all cases.
So add that into the mix here. So here it is unfairly, citizens who are here legally are put in a compromised position, thank you very much, because of this, you know, screwball-y immigration policy that's being thrust upon us. It is so unrighteous. See, this goes back to the very thing that you and I started with. It's all about consistency. You know, the Word of God is clear. It says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, yes. The people aren't rejoicing right now. It's real clear. And I know some people, sometimes they may cringe a little bit. Oh, Bill, you know, there you are quoting the Bible again. Well, I don't know a better, I'm sorry, I don't know a better resource. So, and you know, I've lived long enough in my life, in 7+ decades of life, to tell you, when we follow God's rules, it works. When we go against it, it's like defying the law of gravity, and we know instantly. But yet we can't seem to connect the dots and make the association for some stubborn reason, Bruce.
That's because the impacts of it are not even across the whole population. Some people benefit, and from their walled and gated compounds, they say, well, this is okay. It isn't hurting us. It isn't hurting anybody because it's not hurting us.
Right.
And it's the hypocrisy of it is just astounding.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is why Governor Abbott said, okay, fine, we're going to give you a little taste. We're going to start shipping people to D.C., right?
Yeah.
And I know I know people have some mixed emotions about it, but hey, I'm with you. I kind of like the idea. I mean,
yeah, but keep this in mind. He didn't force anybody to go.
No.
He didn't force anybody to go. He said, I'll give you the opportunity to have free transportation to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, it's interesting. Some of the people they interviewed, guess where they wanted to go, where they wanted to end up from there. They want to head south. They want to go to Miami. And the reason they want to go to Miami, because they're Hispanic. Hispanics are there. I mean, you know, this is, you know, they have some cultural, you know, relativeness, if I can say. You know, there's things there that they can associate with. They're not going to feel comfortable living in Nancy Pelosi's, you know, high rent district in San Francisco or even D.C., you know,
most of us wouldn't feel comfortable living in D.C., I would suggest.
Right, exactly. Well, birds of a feather flock together. And this is what's happening. The natural migration, they will flow to the areas. This is why these Hispanic communities are turning away from the Democrats, because they're saying, look, it's Joe Biden policies that are pulverizing our community, that are opening up the gates for sex trafficking of our daughters, mule running for our sons for the cartels and running drugs and everything like that. They're devastating these local communities. These are Democratic, you know, policies. They are in control. It is at their feet, isn't it, Bruce?
It is at their feet, and it is on their consciences, we hope.
Bruce, you have written so much on this, and you have a blog, and thank God for you. I just so appreciate your commitment to keeping the truth moving forward here, because the truth is very nagging, especially against the lies. And this is what, you know, ticks off people who spout out lies and lies itself. It hates the truth. It cannot stand the light of the truth. How can people connect with you and be a part of your blog?
Go to the website, historyspeakstoday.com.
HistorySpeaksToday.com, that's where you want to go. Bruce Thatcher, he is he's the author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils, Make It Work, and Adamant Aggressors. Thank you, Bruce. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You too.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal jury on Monday convicted a New York Police Department veteran, Thomas Webster, of assaulting an officer during January 6, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself. Guilty of six charges, the assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison.
Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine. Because he's lost control, people will think at least he's lost control of the court.
Constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight. A draft opinion by the Supreme Court poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide was leaked to Politico. Mr. Dershowitz believes a law clerk at the court leaked the document. The document was labeled first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Kemp joins us, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Hello? Jeff, are you there? Okay. All right, we'll reconnect with him. That's okay. I'm going to set this up a little bit differently because the topic that Jeff and I were going to talk about, and we may get to it, but it's really, I think we've got to address what has happened with the Supreme Court in their vote to overturn abortion rights. Now, they voted, this is according to American Faith, to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision according to an initial draft majority opinion, which was written by Justice Samuel Alito, and it was circulated inside the court and obtained by Politico. Is Jeff with us now?
I am. No, we're here now. Sorry about that. We had a little fumble.
Okay, no worries. We can handle the blitz, man, but I'm glad you're here. So we're back in the huddle. Got a little audible for today's topic, and that has to do with this leaked document that Politico got their hands on that, boy, I'll tell you talk about gray matter going all over the place, and I think it's ironic. Yeah, the gray matter of abortionists who are so upset by this leaked document, but lest we forget all the gray matter of 60 million-plus babies that have been destroyed since the passing of Roe v. Wade. And I don't say that cynically. I just try to put that in the context of what has happened here. And that is that, who knows, Jeff, maybe by experience we've learned the hard way and we are beginning to appreciate life that God has created.
Boy, it's issues like abortion and racism, looking at the human trafficking that's going on around the world, in our communities, on the border in America. Looking at these issues, it pushes you towards somewhat of a non-healthy outrage sometimes, and other times it pushes you towards a see no evil, hear no evil, say no evil. Just kind of ignore it. And I'm not doing that. And it's such a contentious issue, and I don't want to be awkward with someone. And it seems like we always miss the plumb line. I don't mean to say we always miss the plumb line. There's so many courageous, loving, compassionate people in Women's Pregnancy Center Rescue missions, yes, and rescuing sex traffickers and others. And I think there's been progress on the debate on abortion that's showing up now, even in the opinions of younger people that see.
Because they've experienced, Jeff, they've experienced this.
Yeah.
Since 73, they've been living with this lie, and they knew in their gut, women knew, said, something's wrong here. It doesn't make sense. They said it was nothing, and why am I being tormented? Why are women committing suicide? And now, you know, after 2.5 years of we must follow the science, we've had the science now for the last 10 years at least, showing us that it is not inconsequential. It's not a tumor. In fact, now we're hearing the truth, even from these abortion factories that purposely, you know, directed the personnel and those conducting the abortion not to allow women to see the sonogram. They did not want them to see their baby being projected, prior to the abortion process. So this has all been something that needed to come to the light for the long time. And women instinctively, and an increasing number of men instinctively, by our God's grace and the conscience that he has given us, has led us to this conclusion that this is not right, that we are violating something. And what the Supreme Court has done is, as a result of this organic movement where a majority of people, because of the experience of abortion, said, this is wrong. We don't want this. This is not the basis for a healthy nation.
I think you're really right. It has happened so much and so often. It's touched everyone's lives, and it's not just politicized now. And when things are politicized, that's where I was speaking about how people move to the polar extremes of not caring about things they should care about,
right,
and judging and acting like they care, but in a way that isn't always the most constructive way, or that drives people away from either the argument or the gospel, which is the one thing that truly can forgive and turn around both a person who is going to cause the problem and a person who is the victim of
exactly.
the problem. So today, man, we've seen that when we deny life, when we take away life, when we deny that we are spiritual beings, that we are emotional beings, that we're attached and connected to one another, that we're not independent, we're interdependent. Not only on one another, and for example, the baby in a womb, or the baby that as a man, we may have created a baby with a woman, and then that baby's gone. Men are starting to wake up to the feelings that there's a little boy or girl that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. God is the forgiver of that. Every sin is sin in God's eyes. No one needs to be thrown under the bus over this.
Exactly.
We can't ignore it anymore. That's what's happening.
Well, this is the opportunity, to your point, and I'm glad you brought this up, because this is the grand opportunity for the reset. A spiritual reset is the truth of God is now being exposed. So are we going to make the most, as Jesus would say, and I'm kind of adjusting a little bit of a translation here, because I think this was so powerful when Jesus said that he was disappointed, in a sense, that they missed their appointed time. And there are times in life that come that are distinctly appointed. And I believe this is one of these appointed times. It is a moment that will really set the course of this country for the next generation. Will we hit this appointed time? Will we make the most of this? Return to founding principles, first principles, and turn back to God, Jeff?
Well, the principle to turn back to is the person of Jesus Christ, who is the physical manifestation of God, the Creator Father, who came to earth. His spirit is still with us, and he's the one speaking to us, speaking to us truth, speaking to us hope, speaking to us forgiveness, speaking to us conviction that if you confess that you've left God and done it your own way, and you've fallen short of his standards in any way, if you're torn up by shame and guilt, he will forgive you. And he did it on the cross for Amen. Everyone's sins. So this really, Bill, is the time to choose life. Yeah. And the Old Testament said it over and over. I've said before you, life and death. Mm-hmm. Choose life that it may go well with you. Because God is an eternal God. He's a God that has eternal life for our souls if we turn to Christ. And this life isn't going to be easy or perfect. Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble. But you know what you can have? Peace.
Right.
Forgiveness. Exactly. Relationship with God. Reconciling relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your ex-spouse, with people of a different background, different political persuasion, different racial background. You know what? We're all human. And right now, our culture is splitting up into all these little categories, politically, fashion, race, socioeconomic. God is not about that. Jesus dignified women. Jesus dignified the outcast. Jesus dignified the Samaritan. He loved the Jewish people. The story of God came through the Jewish people, but it wasn't based on their merit or pride. So today, let's look to the founding principle of God is the giver of life, and Jesus is the source of life. He'll give forgiveness, and he'll give us the love to reconcile relationships. And I pray we turn this around.
And Jeff, I appreciate you addressing, you know, our human spirit of emotion. And my prayer is that we would be on our knees, and even people that would go to D.C. to, you know, support this decision, because they're going to be around the Capitol. There's going to be for and against. But those people, you know, there's people of faith. My prayer is that they would be like Moses and Aaron and would throw themselves between those that do not support life and are antithetical to godly principles, that they would lay prostrate between them and a holy God that is giving us an opportunity to be reunited, to be reconnected with the Holy Father. Jeff, Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate it. God's
tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
So you ready for some good news? Hey, let's get the good news girl in here. Samantha Mao. Yes, if you go to BillMartinezShow.com, right there at Sam's Corner, you will see the plethora of good news and these viral videos that she shares with us every week. Hey, Sam, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A lot of things going on right now in our world, and so I'm going to set those aside right now because we need to focus on your stories. I'm excited about a possible reset for our nation, and I'll leave that for right now. But I want to talk about about ordering pizza. I mean, who would have thought that ordering pizza could be life changing, right?
That's right. So Karen Herbert Sullivan, this was back in February, actually, she ordered pizza. It was late at night, and Sophia Furtado was the delivery driver, and she was bringing the order, and it was the last order of her night. You know, she's just, you know, when you're just kind of not expecting anything, and it's one of those life-changing moments. Mm-hmm. Well, when Karen had gone out, she was walking down the steps. You know, you have this front brick stress, and she had had problems with her arm and her knee before, and her leg gave out, and before the delivery driver gets there, before Sophia gets there, she falls and she hits her head, and she just remember her husband was inside sleeping, and she's just laying on the sidewalk thinking, is this it? Is this what's going to happen? Like, I have no way of getting any help. It's late at night. You know, I just was coming out here for pizza, and all of a sudden I'm in desperate need of attention. And then Sophia shows up, and it turns out she had been trained as an EMT. She had gotten some EMT training, and so she knew just what to do. So she takes her head, and she wakes up. She wakes up Karen's husband, and she gets him to call for help. Because he's
can you imagine her husband? I mean, he's dead out of sleep. He's got some strange woman who smells like pizza waking him up. How disoriented must have been.
Right?
Think about it.
She's panicked, and it's like, what could have happened? I just saw her a minute ago. You know, it was just because I'm sure, you know, he would have never gone to sleep if he thought there was any danger. I mean, this is one of those things that's a freak accident, but
exactly.
It was a serious accident. And Sophia being there saved Karen's life. And what ended up happening was Karen was in the hospital for 3 weeks. She had two serious brain bleeds. But it was because of the quick thinking of this DoorDash driver. And, you know, it's just like, you know how sometimes there's those moments where it's just the right person at the right time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. How many times have you reported on that? You know,
oh my gosh.
But for a different time or a different person, That's what we hear time and time again. Like you said, it's like God is orchestrating this. I mean, it really is. I mean, when you think about it, that, you know, somebody orders pizza and, you know, when you know it, here's one. What's your last name? Frittata, you said?
Frittata.
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 Not frittata, because if she was frittata, she'd have to be delivering frittatas, but she's not. She's frittata, so she's delivering pizza, and and here she saves this woman's life. What a divine appointment! That is such a great story. Now this next one, you got a girl left behind on a rail platform. Wow, reunited
That's
with
great.
Mom. Thanks to a good Samaritan and officers. I mean, unbelievable. I don't know if this has ever happened, to any of you out there. But to be separated from your children at any moment in time, it's just a panic that takes over you. I remember at the height of, children were being abducted in California. What was the guy who went on to do the TV series about child abduction and that? He lost a son who was abducted. And I can't remember his name. It slips in my mind. But anyway, right. So during that time, my son is with his mom and they're shopping. And she tells me, she says that she lost him. She couldn't find him.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she was in a sheer panic. She's like, shut the doors. Go on, and whole deal. And little David, the little booger that he was, was playing hide and seek with his mom.
Oh, my.
You know, and he was he had hidden himself in one of the where the clothes are hanging, those units, and he was hidden behind racks. Yeah, exactly. And he had hidden there, and he thought he was being cute. And meanwhile, his mother's having a heart attack. And freaking out everybody in the store because here you got the shrill of a desperate mother. And thinking, am I going to be another John Walsh story here? And I think his son's name was Adam. Is that going to happen, to our family? And, oh, my gosh, I mean, the panic that runs through parents when they're dislocated from a child. But in this case, what happened?
So in this situation, this is down in Melbourne, Australia, and this video was recently released. And fortunately, you see the video, and you can kind of see because they have multiple videos in this train station. You see the first video starts off, and this little girl jumps out of the train, and she's kind of proud of herself, like, ha, I did it, expecting her mom to come behind her, and she turns around and looks, and the doors are closing, and the train's leaving, and you see two men standing behind her, and they've both kind of like walked towards the train like, oh, no, this little girl just got out and she didn't mean to. And the train pulls away.
Oh, wow.
So, that the mom is panicking and this little girl is panicking. But fortunately for her, she ran into two good guys and they immediately take her. And you can kind of see the video as they take her to the officers that are at the train station. And within a minute, you see the mom come roam. She obviously stopped at the next stop, gets off and takes off. She's got a stroller of her own, which could have been part of the reason she wasn't able to get her fast enough. You have more than one child to keep up with.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That happens fast.
Oh, my God. And the way she was able to do it. I had a dear friend and the family was driving cross country. Right. And it was late at night and the kids were asleep in the back of the truck. And the way they had the truck, it was, where the back part of the truck separated from the cab. And so they made a stop somewhere past Arizona and went in, to go to the bathroom and got back in the truck. And they're, down the road a couple of hours. And suddenly the mom has this eerie feeling of where's Todd? Where's my son? And and they had left him. Accidentally, they had left him at this stop 2 hours away. I told her when she told me that, I said, for me, I'd have been in such a panic. I'd have ran. I literally would have ran. I mean, forget the car. I'm just running 2 hours to get reunited with my son. Thank God they were able to get reconnected and the whole deal. And, all was well. But, the time difference of sitting there thinking, okay, you're 2 hours up the road and now you got to go 2 hours back and your child has been at a rest stop bathroom for 4 hours on his own. And so everybody has their story. And I don't know why, but somehow I've been in the orbit of these, including people who go to church and forget their children at church. You know, and that's hysterical. You know, go, how do you forget your child at church? Well, I thought it's just incredible. And it kind of reminds me of another story, if it's okay, because we're getting kind of sidebarred here. But I had a dear friend in the radio business, and she's just absolutely just so sweet. She's Puerto Rican, animated, you know, just fiery and whole deal, and as you can imagine. But anyway, just very sweet. And she married this guy who was a musician, and he would abide in the cannabis, and pretty much cooked his brain over the years between all the rock and roll music and whatever. Anyway, they end up having a baby, and she has to go in for a doctor's appointment, and it's his job to take care of the baby. And so he goes to the musicians' hall, and where they're doing a rehearsal and everything like that. And he comes home, and my friend's, you know, in the shower kind of cleaning up, and she's hearing her husband come home and, you know, hearing different parts of instruments being brought into the household and everything, and thinking, okay, well, maybe the baby's asleep in the car and he hasn't, just letting her sleep. And meanwhile, she gets out of the shower and realizes, and he's sitting there, you know, drinking a beer, watching TV, and he goes, where's the baby? And he goes,
oh, no.
And all of a sudden it hits him. And about the time that she asked that question, the phone rings, and it's the manager of the hall, the musician hall, and you hear the baby crying in the background. And and he goes, hey, did you forget somebody? You know, kind of deal. And oh my God, it was So here's this fiery Puerto Rican who just goes off the charts, you know, going after him. How could you forget our daughter? What are you thinking? You know, all the Ellen. You can only imagine. So, but his response was precious. And he just goes, well, you got to understand, you know, this is new to me too.
Oh, my gosh. I just think, I always think that must be such a scary feeling to forget, especially if you're not, if it's not something you normally do every day.
Right.
You know, it's just, you're just kind of like, you know, I was reading about that recently, and I was like, that's just the scariest thought of, like, accidentally, you know, realizing that you've forgotten your child or something. I'm glad that in your stories that it worked out well,
Yeah.
In the situation.
And we just interviewed, you know, a safety officer who was talking about, you know, because we go in the summer months, and how people will, you know, leave children in a car, they forget them. And, you know, and we have children dying in the cars, and the warning is, hey, look for baby, you know, before you lock, you know, you look for baby to make sure that, you know, babies aren't left alone. And even, you know, with all the smart cars and everything that goes on, I mean, this is still, that's still occurring. But look, at even if it's new to you, and especially if it's new to you, whatever you need to do, you know, because I can only imagine what a parent must endure knowing that they participated in the death of a child like that. That's just so crazy. Anyway, great stories right there at Sam's Corner, by the way. They'll lift you up, so check it out for yourself.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS